wants to be a
Mervyn Purvis?
I know.
Have flashy flunkies everywhere.
Purvis.
Who wants the bother of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
I think of a Sunday night, a fella from Albania has just arrived at Tullamarine and got in the back of a yellow cab and he hears this. Just wonder what he thinks of the culture and psyche of this city.
He might learn something, yes. Mr. Quizmaster.
Welcome anyway, any of our Argentinians Albanians or Balts. This is the quickest quiz on radio,
Slabs.
Where the participants get 10 points for every time they get one right, 10 points less if they get it wrong. You right, Simon? Ready to go?
Certainly am, Mr. Dees. Thank you.
All right. Which instrument measures birds' eggs? Quickly.
An ergometer.
Any ideas? Birds' eggs.
A ruler.
Lose 10, both of you.
An oometer.
That's right, an oometer.
From the oomy bird.
That's
why was it called the oomy bird?
Who was Hiawatha's father, please?
Lowawatha.
Hiawatha's father was Hiawatha Senior.
Oh, yes,
Papa
good.
Watha.
Who?
Papa Watha.
Gus Duck.
The West Wind, otherwise known as Mudjus Weewees.
That's right, the West Wind, Mudjus Kiwis. All right, what are the so-called white ants in the business?
Termites.
Termites is correct. I'm going to give you 20 points because you're young and aspiring and doing well.
Thank you. You left out handsome.
Which one-time cowboy had the book of his sexual conquests banned? I don't know about this.
The Lone Ranger.
No. Oh,
Tonto banned publication.
We haven't done him tonight.
Chuck Connors.
Do you have any ideas, Ian?
Casanova Cowboy.
Smokey Dawson.
Silly comment. You lose 10
on that. Oh, not Smokey. He's a mate.
Oh, not Smokey.
No, excuse
Come
me.
Come on. That was...
He's 91 now.
And he's been with Doris all that time,
Dot. Hasn't
he? Oh, and Dot.
Got married in 1948.
That's Frank Harris.
Doris had the book banned.
My Love and Loves. My Life and Loves by Frank Harris.
Yes, apparently he died in the saddle.
Never heard of Frank Harris. Who did Winkle de Wood assist, then succeed?
Next question.
Winkle de Wood. He was an assistant to a famous person. Then he succeeded him.
He succeeded Rip Van Winkle.
Lose 10. I'll lose 20 on that. Any ideas, Ian?
I think it was John So.
Giggle Wiggles and Walk for the Young People.
No. Winkle de Wood.
It was the printer, William Paxton.
That's right.
Your father would have known that, Mr. Dees.
What was called Rapa Nui by its inhabitants? Rapa Nui.
Sounds like something John So
it
would
was
say.
It's now New Mia.
Or it's something that Clarence Frogman Henry, who did the Donald Duck.
Clarence Flash. He'd know the answer.
He'd know the answer, though.
Was it New Mia, originally?
What's more under the door?
A dish served at the Raja Sahib.
Rapa Nui?
Yeah.
No.
Where is it, Bruce?
Easter Island.
Easter Island is correct.
Aye.
Right. Who did Otto Titzling invent, or what did Otto...
He invented the brassiere.
How did you know that?
Because the surname actually describes what it is.
If you remembered from the last time, I'm going to deduct 20 points.
No, I actually know because in the movie Beaches, there's a song sung by Bette Midler.
Yes.
That talks about the inventor of
the
brassiere.
Give you 20 points for that.
Thank you,
Otto Titzling. Thank you. About how many species of bed bugs are there? How many species of bed bugs?
Four.
Any idea?
No, this is quite disgusting. There are millions, like dust mites.
Lose 10 for
in
that.
In Phil's house.
Approximately 20.
75, Mr. Dees.
75 is correct.
Of which 43 are on Phil's shirt now.
What is Diane Prince's other identity? Diane Prince's identity.
Oh, he changed his name to, it was just a symbol. He decided he didn't want to be known as Prince anymore.
No, it's a
Diane
lady.
Diane Prince.
Diane Salento?
Wonder Woman.
Yes, Wonder Woman it was. Thanks.
Diana Dawes, who became Diana Fluck.
Who is half... Just keep going.
Oh, Phil, don't. I'm your auntie.
Who is half Vulcan, half human?
Spock. Brady. Spock in Star Trek?
Mr. Spock, thank you.
Mr. Spock.
You haven't met him. What is a young hare called?
A rabbit.
Lose 10. I'll lose 20 for absolute insolence. Oh, yes, Simon?
A buck?
No.
Fluff. Just, you have a little fluff on your head.
A leveret.
A leveret is correct. Thank you, Mervyn.
Score time.
The scores are Philip on minus 40, Ian on minus 40, Simon on minus 20. Oh, I did well tonight because I got that 20 points. Mervyn won outright on 60 points on a rather low-scoring game.